flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:34. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, I have 5 children's books now, right? I have one book for each one of my children, and I have a book with Judea Reynolds, the little girl who saw George Floyd die. All of my books have been number one bestsellers, and a lot of times I promote on social media, or I'm on a TV show, or I'm talking about them on my radio show. And people always ask, where can I buy your books? Are they on Amazon? Yeah, they are. Yeah, you sure. You got the Prime membership. We all do, right? It's easy to just go in because the stuff is saved. Your address is in there. They got your credit card information. They got everything except a lock of hair, your pee in the cup, and a vial of your blood. They have everything about you on Amazon, right? Because you've given it to them. And it's easy and convenient. However, I always tell people, go to our local bookstores. Go by Gully Wubbles, go by Strive, go by Moon Palace, go by Red Balloon Bookstores, because those are our local bookstores, independent retailers. They are owned by somebody who lives here. They hire people who live here. And guess what else they do? When authors can't get on Amazon, they can't get in Walmart, they can't get Target to put their books on the shelves, they can find a home at our local bookstores. So they're employing people, they're small business, and they're giving opportunity to people in our community who wouldn't otherwise have one. Those local authors who are trying to get the word out that they got a book out. And they do programming for these authors. They have book readings. They have book signings. It's just beautiful to see how they connect community. Because a lot of folks, I know myself included, first time I wrote a book, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue. And I went over to Red Balloon Books, and they said, Shaletta, this is what you got to do. And this is how you got to give it to us. And you need to fix this up. And you need to take this down. And come on over here and do a little book reading and bring us some bookmarks. We'll pass them out free of charge, and that'll help you. And I was like, thank you. Amazon is not going to give me that. You know what Amazon going to give me? A hard damn time. And so when I found out that today, April 27th, was Independent Bookstore Day, I said, let me get my girl Holly Winecoff from Red Balloon Books to come on the Shaletta Show and talk about the importance of supporting independent bookstores. Holly, I know y'all busy over there because a gang of folks are coming for Independent Bookstore Day to St. Paul to visit you at Red Balloon Books. So thank you so much for spending a little bit of your time with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Shaletta. And thanks for that great intro about the importance of independent bookstores. That was awesome.
Now, I didn't even know this was a day. How long has this been going on? What is this all about? Did you make this up? Is this a national thing? Is this a Minnesota thing? What's going on?
Yeah. What's happening here? Well, I also heard your weather report, and I want to say it's very sunny here in the bookstore today. There's a lot of people, a lot of fun happening. Shortly, we're going to have, if anybody's familiar with Two Scoops Ice Cream, they're going to be on our patio with ice cream as well. So, yeah, so it's a fun day in the bookstore. But it's not just us, and it's not just local. It's a national day, and this has been going on, maybe for at least a decade. Across the country, all independent bookstores have special things going on, and it's really just a day to highlight and celebrate the great ways that independent bookstores connect with their communities. So across the country. One thing I do want to mention that's happening here, though, since I know you have listeners all over, but I imagine a lot of them from the Twin Cities. In the Twin Cities, there are 28 independent bookstores participating in like a bookstore crawl kind of thing. So you go to any of those stores, you pick up a passport, you get it stamped, and that activates coupons for you. You can enter to win prizes. And you also have this great resource to see all the great bookstores in our community.
And I just have to say, I can't thank you enough for not just having a bookstore, but having a landing spot for local authors. You could just sell books, but you have made your place a community place. Talk to me about the rich history and the intentionality of that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, so this year, Red Balloon is celebrating 40 years. So,
girl, stop. Stop.
I know, right? So we are definitely one of the oldest bookstores in the Twin Cities now. Over those four decades, we've fostered our connections with the local writers and illustrators. There's such a rich community here. And we do all kinds of programming for kids of all ages, from little ones. We do story times every week to bringing in authors for all ages, to creating just fun things going on in the summer. And that's important to us. We also work a lot with schools. That's a big part of what we do, too. And, we're a retailer. We're here to sell books. We need to sell books to keep our doors open, for sure. But we also see so much value in connecting kids with books and with the authors who are creating those books.
And, you know, a lot of people would not have sold one book if it were not for the outreach and the home that they found at Red Balloon Bookshop. That relationship is so special for us. What's it like for you knowing that, you know, so many authors are counting on you to keep your doors open? And that's why I tell people to shop there all the time, because if y'all close, we got nowhere to go. Amazon don't care nothing about us.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of authors realize that, so they refer people to come shop with us. Most independent bookstores also do have an online presence, so for people who aren't nearby or it's not so easy to pop into the bookshop, with most places there is the option to shop online and support them that way as well. And another thing I'll mention, too, in terms of, like, you know, community connection, another thing we do here at Red Balloon is, this is a new thing for us. We've started a nonprofit fund, so that is another thing we're doing to help get books into the hands of all kids and all kinds of books into the hands of all kids. So that's a fund we've set up, and, you know, we take donations from our customers who also feel as strongly about kids' access to books as we do, and just help make the world a better place through sharing books.
And it's not just sharing books, but it's sharing your time and your resources. And this new nonprofit is brand new. How long has this been going on? I pride myself on knowing the scoop, and you just scooped the scooper. Ma'am, you didn't tell me that the last time I walked in there and we had a chat and hugged and loved on each other. You did not tell me you were starting a nonprofit.
Well, I should clarify, it's a fund that is under the umbrella of the St. Paul, Minnesota Foundation. So they're the nonprofit that's helping us with this. But yeah, it's new for us, so we're still working on how we message it and how we get the word out. It's called Red Balloon Connects.
Oh my gosh. Okay, yes. And how can we, as we seek ways to support you, support Red Balloon Connects, can authors donate books? Is it a way to go online and donate money? How can we help you for being such a valuable resource and a helper in our community?
Yeah, there is on our website, redballoonbookshop.com, there is a place there where it will say donate to Red Balloon Connects. And we do have another website that we're working on specifically for this. And I think if you search redballoonconnects.org, you can find it that way too.
Oh, yes. I appreciate you so much. If folks are riding around looking for something fun to do with their kids, they can stop by Red Balloon Books. Give us the address. And how long are you open today? Because it's Saturday.
Yeah. Well, we're open until 7 p.m. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Sundays, we're open noon to 5. But I would say, because I know you have listeners all over the place, Shaletta, to anyone listening, just go visit your local independent bookstore today, whether that's us, we're in St. Paul at 891 Grand Avenue, or any other store that's near you that's an independent bookshop. Go visit them today. Also, with the passports, you have until the end of the day tomorrow to visit as many stores as you can to get those coupons and prizes. So today or tomorrow, stop in and say hi to your local bookshop.
Well, I thank you so much for being here. Look at you spreading the love. You could just tell everybody to just come to Red Balloons. You got them going all over to their local bookstops, girl. That's why we love you. That's why we love Miss Holly.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, well, it's important to have a community that's full of vibrant, healthy bookstores. And we're lucky here in the Twin Cities that we have that.
Yes, we do. And we're lucky to have you. Holly Winecall from Red Balloon Books has been joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. It is Independent Bookstore Day, so be sure you get out there and support your local bookstore.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 12:34. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. Now, listen, I have 5 children's books now. Right. I have one book for each one of my children. And I have a book with Judea Reynolds, the little girl who saw George Floyd die. All of my books have been number one bestsellers. And I, you know, a lot of times I promote on social media or I'm on a TV show or I'm talking about them on my radio show. And people always ask, where can I buy your books? Are they on Amazon? Yeah, they are. Yep, you sure. You got the Prime membership. We all do, right? It's easy to just go in because the stuff is saved. Your address is in there. They got your credit card information. They got everything except a lock of hair, your pee in the cup, and a vial of your blood. They have everything about you on Amazon, right? Because you've given it to them. And it's easy and convenient. However, I always tell people, go to our local bookstores. Go by Gully Wubbles, go by Strive, go by Moon Palace, go by Red Balloon Bookstores, because those are our local bookstores, independent retailers. They are owned by somebody who lives here. They hire people who live here. And guess what else they do? When authors can't get on Amazon, they can't get in Walmart, they can't get Target to put their books on the shelves, they can find a home at our local bookstores. So they're employing people, they're small business, and they're giving opportunity to people in our community who wouldn't otherwise have one. Those local authors who are trying to get the word out that they got a book out. And they do programming for these authors. They have book readings. They have book signings. It's just beautiful to see how they connect community. Because a lot of folks, I know myself included, first time I wrote a book, I didn't know what I was doing. I had no clue. And I went over to Red Balloon Books and they said, Shaletta, this is what you got to do. And this is how you got to give it to us. And you need to fix this up and you need to take this down and come on over here and do a little book reading and bring us some book, bookmarks. We'll pass them out free of charge and that'll help you. And I was like, thank you. Amazon is not going to give me that. You know what Amazon going to give me? A hard damn time. And so when I found out that today, April 27th was Independent Bookstore Day. I said, let me get my girl Holly Winecoff from Red Balloon Books to come on the Shaletta Show and talk about the importance of supporting independent bookstores. Holly, I know y'all busy over there because a gang of folks are coming for Independent Bookstore Day to St. Paul to visit you at Red Balloon Books. So thank you so much for spending a little bit of your time with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Shaletta, and thanks for that great intro about the importance of independent bookstores. That was awesome.
Now, I didn't even know this was a day. How long has this been going on? What is this all about? Did you make this up? Is this a national thing? Is this a Minnesota thing? What's going on?
Yeah. What's happening here? Well, I also heard your weather report, and I want to say it's very sunny here in the bookstore today. There's a lot of people, a lot of fun happening. Shortly, we're going to have, if anybody's familiar with Two Scoops Ice Cream, they're going to be on our patio with ice cream as well. So it's a fun day in the bookstore. But it's not just us, and it's not just local. It's a national day. And this has been going on, maybe for at least a decade. Across the country, all independent bookstores have special things going on, and it's really just a day to highlight and celebrate the great ways that independent bookstores connect with their communities. So across the country. One thing I do want to mention that's happening here, though, since I know you have listeners all over, but I imagine a lot of them from the Twin Cities. In the Twin Cities, there are 28 independent bookstores participating in like a bookstore crawl kind of thing. So you go to any of those stores, you pick up a passport, you get it stamped, and that activates coupons for you. You can enter to win prizes. And you also have this great resource to see all the great bookstores in our community.
And I just have to say, I can't thank you enough for not just having a bookstore, but having a landing spot for local authors. You could just sell books, but you have made your place a community place. Talk to me about the rich history and the intentionality of that.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, so this year, Red Balloon is celebrating 40 years. So,
girl, stop. Stop.
Yeah, I know, right? So we are definitely one of the oldest bookstores in the Twin Cities now. Over those four decades, we've fostered our connections with the local writers and illustrators. There's such a rich community here. And we do all kinds of programming for kids of all ages, from little ones. We do story times every week to bringing in authors for all ages. So creating just fun things going on in the summer. That's important to us. We also work a lot with schools. That's a big part of what we do too. And, we're a retailer. We're here to sell books. We need to sell books to keep our doors open for sure. But we also see so much value in connecting kids with books and with the authors who are creating those books.
And, you know, a lot of people would not have sold one book if it were not for the outreach and the home that they found at Red Balloon Bookshop. And you, that relationship is so special for us. What's it like for you knowing that, you know, so many authors are counting on you to keep your doors open? And that's why I tell people to shop there all the time, because if y'all close, we got nowhere to go. Amazon don't care nothing about us.
Right. Yeah. And I think, you know, a lot of authors realize that, so they refer people to come shop with us. Most independent bookstores also do have an online presence, so for people who aren't nearby or it's not so easy to pop into the bookshop, you know, there's, with most places, there is the option to shop online and support them that way as well. And another thing I'll mention too, in terms of, like, you know, community connection, another thing we do here at Red Balloon is, this is a new thing for us. We've started a nonprofit fund. So that is another thing we're doing, to help get books into the hands of all kids, and all kinds of books into the hands of all kids. So that's a fund we've set up, and, you know, we take donations from our customers who also feel as strongly about kids' access to books as we do, and just help make the world a better place through sharing books.
And it's not just sharing books, but it's sharing your time and your resources. And this new nonprofit is brand new. How long has this been going on? I pride myself on knowing the scoop, and you just scooped the scooper. Ma'am, you didn't tell me that the last time I walked in there and we had a chat and hugged and loved on each other. You did not tell me you were starting a nonprofit.
Well, I should clarify, it's a fund that is under the umbrella of the St. Paul, Minnesota Foundation. So they're the nonprofit that's helping us with this. But it's new for us. So we're still working on how we message it and how we get the word out. It's called Red Balloon Connects.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. And how can we, as we seek ways to support you, support Red Balloon Connects, can authors donate books? Is it a way to go online and donate money? How can we help you for being such a valuable resource and a helper, in our community?
Yeah, there is on our website, redballoonbookshop.com. There is, a place there where it will say donate to Red Balloon Connects. And we do have another website that we're working on specifically for this. And I think if you search redballoonconnects.org, you can find it that way too.
Oh, yes. I appreciate you so much. If folks are riding around looking for something fun to do with their kids, they can stop by Red Balloon Books. Give us the address. And how long are you open today? Because it's Saturday.
Yeah. We're open until 7 p.m. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Sundays, we're open noon to 5. But I would say, because I know you have listeners all over the place, Shaletta, to anyone listening, just go visit your local independent bookstore today, whether that's us, we're in St. Paul at 891 Grand Avenue, or any other store that's near you that's an independent bookshop. Go visit them today. Also, with the passports, you have until the end of the day tomorrow to visit as many stores as you can to get those coupons and prizes. So today or tomorrow, stop in and say hi to your local bookshop.
Well, I thank you so much for being here. Look at you spreading the love. You could just tell everybody to just come to Red Balloons. You got them going all over today, local bookstops, girl. That's why we love you. That's why we love Miss Holly.
Yeah.
We love you.
Yeah, well, it's important to have a community that's full of vibrant, healthy bookstores. And we're lucky here in the Twin Cities that we have that.
Yes, we do. And we're lucky to have you. Holly Winecall from Red Balloon Books has been joining us, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. It is Independent Bookstore Day, so be sure you get out there and support your local bookstore.